Previously on Suits.
Pursuant to Section 28B of the bylaws, I am placing Harvey Specter on immediate unpaid suspension.
That vote's not going to go well for you. You need to do something to humble yourself.
What is this? Portfolio of business I want you to take to Pierce the Specter for me.
Not doing it.
Am I mistaken or did we not have this discussion? Don't call me again.
Daniel Harvey's office?
I need to speak to him right now.
He sent two packages. Either move forward on one of them or he'll move forward on the other.
Rachel, you have to handle this meeting by yourself.
What?
She knows that I didn't go to law school.
I'm calling the DA's office. Office right now if you don't tell me what the hell's going on.
We're engaged. So it is him. Please. I am begging you. It's done.
She bought it.
She did.
I think I should stop being a lawyer.
I'm saying if you really love her, you won't marry her.
Thank you enough for having my back.
Don't you know by now that I will always have your back?
I do.
Harvey, no matter how this goes, we don't show weakness, we don't show division, and we don't take it out on Lewis.
Well, that's going to be tough because we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for that conniving son of a bitch.
Harvey, Lewis came to me last night. He said he was going to flip his vote. So, forgive him or not, don't antagonize him. There's still a chance you can get out of this. Good morning, everyone. Harvey, before we vote, would you like to say something?
I would. As far as the official purpose of this vote, I'm not going to insult any of you by lying to you. I hit Lewis. And I apologize to him in private. But what I haven't done is apologize to all of you. My compensation has always been important to me. Not for the money, but for what it says about my place in the firm. But this isn't a firm. It's a partnership. And my partners are more important to me than money. So, starting today, I'm reducing my compensation to the median amount, with the rest going to all my partners to share. And I'm doing this regardless of how you vote today. Thank you for listening.
Lewis, would you like to present an opposing view?
Let's just get this over with.
Okay. We'll do this by secret ballot. Final vote is 8 for suspension and 8 against, which means the motion will not carry, therefore Harvey will not be suspended. Now, if no one has anything else, I would like to get back to business.
Actually, I would like to propose a new piece of business. Daniel Hardman just signed a $1 billion client.
What?
And in exchange for sharing that client with us, he'd like to return to the firm on a trial basis.
There is no way Daniel Hardman is setting foot in this office.
Of course you'd think that, because that would mean more money for the rest of us.
Are you kidding me? I just showed everyone here I don't care about money.
You just showed us that you'll do anything to get out of a suspension, including bribing the partners. Well, you may have fooled half of us, but the other half didn't buy it.
That's enough. Daniel Hardman will not return to this firm under any circumstance.
And, of course, you back Harvey.
This is not about Harvey.
This is about my firm.
It's always about Harvey, and it's clear to everyone here that whatever he does is fine with you. From hitting another partner to turning down millions for this firm.
You two-faced piece of shit.
Why don't we let the partners decide?
I don't have to let the partners decide, because this is my decision. And my decision is this goddamn meeting is adjourned.
How the hell did you get up here?
Carl downstairs and I go back.
Well, you can take Carl back where you came from because you need an appointment to be here.
I have something I need to deliver to Harvey.
Then I suggest you leave it with his secretary, Gretchen.
His secretary, Gretchen. Now, there's three words I never thought I'd hear you say. Ooh. How long has it been since Harvey dumped you onto Lewis's desk?
How long has it been since I slapped you in the face? Because that is all I can think about right now.
Promises, promises.
If you're here to take back your old office, Daniel, don't break out the measuring tape just yet because your plan to worm your way in just failed.
So you can walk your ass out the same way you walked in.
Lewis, so fascinating seeing you and Harvey united like this after all you must have been through.
What are you talking about?
Her. I see you finally got the better of him on something.
I didn't get the better of him on anything. There's no daylight between us.
Now get the hell out of here.
And do it quick before I have to call security to tell them I'm beating the shit out of you.
No need. Since you're not interested in what I have to say, I'll go see Jessica. And just between us chickens, there's a chasm of daylight between you two.
Hey, how's Pearson Spector's newest partner?
Are you talking about me or Daniel Hardman?
News travels fast.
It does when it's news about a lying sack of shit.
Mike.
I would hope that a partner with his eye on the future would be more forgiving.
You mean a partner that owes you?
You're not here about Daniel, you're here about me.
You're goddamn right I am. You promoted me just to get Harvey to trust you so that you could set him up.
No, I didn't.
Bullshit.
No, bullshit is a gifted lawyer being held down by partners to whom he's pledged his loyalty.
Which brings me back to what I just said a minute ago. You think you bought my loyalty?
Mike, you can pick whatever side you want, but when the dust settles and Harvey and Jessica are gone, there'll be a place for you here because I respect you.
Let me tell you something, Jack. When the dust settles, you're going to be the one begging for a place. And I'm going to be the one recommending they throw you out.
You really should try one of those standing desks. It's better on the back for a woman of your age.
This is a standing desk for a man of your height.
Nice to see you, Jessica.
No, it isn't. And the last time I saw you, I told you to stay the hell away from my firm.
And a good lawyer puts aside their feelings when there's money on the table.
You've got this shit, Daniel. The second you get your foot in the door, you'll start hatching a plan to put me on the street.
You're right. But thanks to you, the partners will put you on the street anyway.
The hell are you talking about?
The client I was willing to share with you is looking to make numerous acquisitions. And those acquisitions would have been new clients for you, too. Instead, we're going to start targeting your clients as acquisitions. And everyone we close leaves you and comes right over to me. And now all the partners will know why it's happening.
And your puppet, Jack Soloff, tells the partners, if we let you back, the bleeding stops.
Which is why I'm here. To thank you, it would be so much less delightful if you had just said yes right away.
At least you can do is tell me your first target.
Give you a hint. It's one that's going to hit you right where it hurts.
I can't believe that in a couple of months we'll be back here for your wedding.
I know. It's amazing. I can't believe how much we have left to do.
Speaking of which.
What's this?
Your wedding announcement for the Times. I know that you're busy, so I took the liberty of writing it up.
Wedding announcement?
Yes.
Mom, I don't think
I left a couple of things blank. I wasn't sure where Mike went for undergrad. Was it Cornell or Columbia?
Oh.
And was he on the Harvard Law Review? And I don't know if he came to the Harvard Law Review.
We're not doing an announcement.
What?
Mike and I, we're not interested in this.
I don't understand. When you read your cousin Nicole's announcement, you didn't have a problem with it.
Because something like this is right for Nicole. It's not right for me.
You mean it's not right for Mike?
Oh, come on, Mom. What are you talking about?
2 years ago, you wouldn't have had a problem with something like this.
Well, it's not 2 years ago. And this is how we both feel. So I'm just asking you to respect my wishes. Because we have so much more to go over. Okay?
I'm telling you, it's Cutie Pie Cosmetics. Joan's ready to retire.
No one gives a shit about Joan Walsh's business. It's Snyder Communications.
Why? Because they're your client?
No, because they were Jack's client, and now they're my client.
So this is all about you.
Louis, calm down.
No, this is all about you. You know what? You're the one who gave Hardman the opening he needed.
Did you hear what I just said?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me. This wouldn't be happening if you didn't try to suspend me.
After you punched me in the face. So if you really want to know who's at fault here, why don't you go take a look in the mirror?
That's enough. This is exactly what Hardman wants. He's trying to get us to turn on each other. Well, the fight is out there, not in here. And we have to figure out who Hardman's target is. Where the hell are you going?
You're right. The fight is out there, but Jack Soloff's in here.
You think it's a good idea to let him go after Jack?
Oh, what's he going to do? Make him less on our side?
Right. More important things to do here, anyway.
Yeah, and number one on the list is if you think that Hardman's really going after Nader Communications, then we need to get over there and warn them.
It's not Nader, it's McKernan Motors.
Can't be McKernan, they're too small.
Not since we did that battery deal, and I know what you're going to say. Avery McKernan's estate still owns too much of the stock, but not anymore.
Who bought it?
It doesn't matter who bought it. It matters who the attorney of record is.
Let me guess, Daniel Harvey.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Harvey, what are you doing?
I'm going to see Dominic Baron.
Well, then I'm going with you.
No, you're not. My oldest client, this is something I have to do.
Harvey, this is a client that you gave to me and Lewis.
Yeah, and you were smart enough to figure out they were the target. Now I need you to use that brain to start figuring out how we're going to get out of this.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to look Dominic Baron in the eye and tell him I'm the reason this has happened.
Jack, I need to talk to you.
You can save your breath, Lewis. I know what you're here to say. You're here to tell me not to go against your precious Harvey and Jessica.
No, I'm here to tell you that you have no idea who you're in bed with.
Well, I appreciate your concern for my well-being, but I can handle myself.
No, you can't.
What difference does it make, Lewis? It's too late.
It's not too late.
You think if I suddenly abandon Daniel, Jessica's just going to welcome me back with open arms?
Yes. You don't know how forgiving she can be.
I trust her. The only thing she's going to forgive me with is a knife in the back.
Jack, listen to me. Daniel Hardman treated me like a son. He promoted me to senior partner. Used me to take over the firm. After he lost power, he turns around and slaps me with a sexual harassment claim.
I know, Monica Eaton.
But what you don't know is that it was bullshit. He betrayed me. Humiliated me. And after I finally confronted him about it, he tells me that I got what I always wanted. So, Jack, believe me, if you think this man cares about you, he doesn't.
I know what kind of man he is, Lewis.
Then why are you siding with him?
I'll tell you what. He promised to do something Jessica never would. Put my name on the wall.
What if she would?
You're not in reality.
Jack, she did it for me.
Even if I wanted to go with you, I couldn't.
He's got something on you, doesn't he?
This conversation is over.
What the hell? I just got notification of a tender offer. They're coming after my company.
I know, that's why I'm here.
So they sent the big guns to fight because it's a hostile takeover.
I'm not here because it's a hostile takeover. I'm here because this whole thing is my fault.
What do you mean your fault?
The reason you're in the crosshairs is because Daniel Hardman has a vendetta against me.
You're telling me we just closed a deal that ensures this company's future and you put it in jeopardy because you pissed off your former partner?
Yes, that's what I'm telling
you. God damn it!
Well, what do you want me to do, Dominic?
I want you to stop being an asshole to people.
It's too late for that. But it may not be too late for this. Drop us as your attorneys.
What?
As long as you're connected to us, it's going to be a target on your back. You let us go, there's a chance it goes away.
Harvey, if I was just going to cut you loose because someone hates you, I wouldn't have hired you in the first place. Because we both know I used to hate you.
Thanks, Dominic.
So what are we going to do?
I'll let you know. But I'll tell you this. They want a war? They got a war.
Hey, Rach, do you have that Nielsen brief for Lewis from last month?
No, I don't.
Are you sure? Because he keeps telling me that you have it.
And I keep telling him I don't, and I have more important things to do than sit around and answer the same question every other day.
And I have better things to do with my time than to be spoken to that way.
I'm sorry.
Rachel, what's going on?
I just had lunch with my mom to talk about our wedding, and she wants to put an announcement in the New York Times.
Oh, my God. Did you tell her that she can't do that?
Yeah. They made up some story about it being snobby, but Donna, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
What are you talking about?
This is her proposed guest list. It is 300 people. It includes the Attorney General and the Dean of Harvard Law. What am I going to do?
You're going to tell her that you don't want a big wedding, and that's that.
And if I do that, she's going to know that something's not right.
Rachel, this is the type of argument that every mother has with every daughter about her wedding. She's never going to think that Mike's a fraud.
How'd Dominic take it?
He took it fine.
Good, because I have a plan.
Let's hear it.
We go to the last place they'd ever expect, and we offer to merge.
Where?
Fletcher Engines.
Are you crazy? We go to Fletcher, they're going to kick Dominic out. Jack gains power, might as well have let McKernan get bought out in the first place.
And the only other option that's even remotely possible is we take them private.
That actually might work. Come to think of it, why the hell didn't you say that to me in the first place?
Because I knew you'd shit on whatever my first idea was, and then you'd be open to the backup.
You're telling me you set up a straw man idea to manipulate me into liking your real idea?
Yep.
How long have you been doing that?
Peabody versus Danthorpe.
Son of a bitch. All right, smart guy. Now, where are we going to get the money for the equity?
I'll tell you where. Sidwell and Giannopoulos.
Is that another straw man idea? Because you'll never get the two of them to go in on a deal together. They hate each other.
Oh, those two hating each other is exactly what I'm counting on.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, Rachel, you're just in time. The caterer dropped off some samples. I was just about to try them, but it'll be much more fun if we do this together.
Okay, Mom, but before you pour that...
I don't think that the Christini travels very well.
Mom, please. I know that you've given this a lot of thought, but I need to talk to you about the size of the wedding. It's way too big.
I have given this a lot of thought, and 30 people at a wedding isn't going to get a chef like this.
Right, but I'm not having a wedding based on the chef, and I'm not here to talk about the menu. I'm here to talk about the guest list.
Rachel, did I ever tell you what your father did 3 weeks before we got married? Bought 2 tickets to Bermuda and said we're eloping. And he did that because he didn't want to deal with my mother. But you know what stopped me? I knew that I would regret doing that to my mom for the rest of my life.
But I told you, this isn't about Mike and it isn't about eloping. This is just about me not wanting to get married in front of hundreds of people that I don't know.
What's going on here, Rachel?
I'm telling you what's going on. You're just not hearing me. I don't want this big of a wedding.
I'm hearing you, but I know my own daughter, and there is something that you're not telling me.
Okay, Mom. Yes, there is something that I'm not telling you, and that's because it's really hard for me to say it. You keep thinking that this is about Mike. Well, it's not. This is about you not accepting that it's my wedding and it's not yours.
Rachel.
And if you can't figure out a way to accept that, then I think maybe we will have to elope.
Jessica, can I talk to you for a second?
Can I wait till tomorrow?
No. I think we should consider promoting Jack Soloff to named partner.
Are you crazy?
Jessica, we are under attack.
And you're asking me to reward our enemy.
No, I'm asking you to bring our enemy's right hand over to our side.
Lewis, it's late. I'm going home.
Jessica, you have to listen to me. Please. Harmon's got something on him.
Has what on him?
I don't know. But until 2 months ago, the only thing we knew about Jack Soloff was that he bills more hours than anyone but me. So what, you think he just woke up one day and became mastermind of a palace coup?
The question isn't who's in charge between those two. It's whether Jack is a volunteer or a conscription.
I'm telling you, I talked to him. He's doing all this staring down the barrel of a gun.
Then putting Jack's name on the door only gives Daniel more power.
What are you saying?
If Hardman has something on him, then we need to have it on him too. So instead of telling me that we should promote him, why don't you get to work on that?
They call me free.
kind of made it clear last time we talked. I'm not interested in whatever you're selling.
Well, you're going to be interested in this.
There is no deal you're going to put in front of my face that's going to make me want to get in business with you.
You're not doing it to get in business with me. You're doing it to keep me from getting into business with Tony Giannopoulos.
Because right now, Harvey is over there pitching him the same deal.
You think I give a shit what deals Harvey Specter does?
I think you give a shit what deals Jonathan Sidwell does.
And you're here to pit us against each other just to jack up the price.
Damn right I am.
Then you can walk your ass out that door right now.
Because I guarantee you that's what Sidwell's telling Harvey.
And what Harvey's telling him is that one of you is going to be on CNBC tomorrow announcing their new deal.
And the other one's going to be left with nothing but his dick in his hand. So, it's up to you.
But whoever calls first is going to have it over the other one for the rest of their life. Clock's ticking, Tony.
I get a text, and he beats you to the punch. I walk out that door.
So what's it going to be?
You're a son of a bitch.
I like that.
I'm in.
No, listen, I don't care when they need it. I get 15 minutes a day to eat my breakfast, and I didn't get it this morning. Okay, I just reheated my Egg McMuffin, and I'm going to eat it in peace. Hello, beautiful. Finally, it's just you and me.
Barnaby, right?
Actually, it's Benjamin, and I'm kind of on...
Oh, I don't care what you're on. I need everything you have on Jack Soloff.
I don't know what that means.
It means that I need a detailed account of all the cases he's worked on since he started here.
Well, that's really more of a file room issue.
Hey, Benson, if I want to go to the file room, I go to the goddamn file room, but I don't because I also want all billing records, phone records, personal emails.
Oh, personal emails?
Yes. If you schedule a prostate exam, I want to know about it.
Isn't that just part of the annual checkup?
What are you, Sierra Coop? Just get it done. And the next time I ask you to do something, do it without asking any stupid questions. You got it?
You know, Mike Ross always brings me food.
What?
I'm just saying, whenever Michael needs a favor, he brings me something, you know, like a warm bag of bacon or French fries.
This isn't a favor. This is your goddamn job. So get me what I asked for pronto, or the next time I'll stop by and bring you a warm bag of shit.
And now I don't even want my Egg McMuffin.
Hey, Donna, do you have a second?
Of course.
Rachel, what's wrong? I talked to my mom last night.
And I take it didn't go well?
No, it went horribly, and I threatened to elope.
Rachel, it's okay. Look, we talked about this. If she's thinking that you're being difficult, then she's not thinking something else is going on.
No, but she could tell that I'm hiding something, and I had to sit there and lie to her and tell her that it was her fault.
Rachel, she's not going to know about Mike.
You don't get it. I'm thinking about telling my mom the truth.
Rachel, that is a bad idea. Your mom can get over some spat about the size of your wedding, but she's not going to get over this.
All I know is my mom loves me no matter what.
I understand that. But, Rachel, if you do this, you're going to be burdening your mother with a secret that she has to keep from your father for the rest of her life.
How did you two get in here?
You showed us you can get to us. Now you know we can get to you.
Then you must be here to hand me the keys to McKernan Motors.
Actually, we're here to inform you that McKernan Motors is going private.
That's all well and good, but there's the matter of my tender offer, which is up to the shareholders, and my 20% is voting to take it.
Good for you. We're pretty sure the other 80% is going to want to take our offer, seeing as it is $10 per share higher than yours.
Bullshit. Where'd you get that kind of money?
We got it at the United Bank of Take Your Ass Back to Jersey.
So you can keep coming after us all you want, Daniel, but they're all going to end up just like this.
Then I'm going to raise my offer, $10 a share, because if you two think you can beat me, you can't.
Told you.
Told him what?
That was your ceiling. He thought it was 15 a share more.
I thought you had bigger balls.
Either way, we just wanted to find out what it was so we could come over the top and crush you.
Because our real offer is 20 more per share. And we don't care who your investor is, there's no way they're paying more than that just to fund your grudge.
See you around, Daniel. By the way, Mike pissed in your bonsai.
Yeah, that's right. 2 times. By the way, nice Usual Suspects reference back there.
Yeah, you caught that.
Yeah, I caught it. What do you think I am?
Nothing, I just didn't think you'd get it. It was so subtle.
Trust me, not so subtle.
Well, if it was so ham-fisted, why don't you just chime in back there?
Because I was there to stick it to Hardman, not clown around with some quote fest.
That's the difference between you and me. I can do both at the same time.
Really? At your age, I'm surprised that you can even make it through a meeting that long without having to pee.
Okay, why do you always have to go straight to the prostate? It's so distasteful.
Oh, right. And you telling Hardman that I peed in his bonsai was just pure class.
I didn't say you peed in his bonsai. I said you pissed in it. What are you, five?
Oh.
By the way, you're the one who told him you did it twice.
Because you started it. I had to lean in. It's called committing.
Then how about you commit to buying the next round for a change?
I'd love to, but I can't. I've got to go meet Rachel, her mom's, talk about some wedding stuff.
Oh, love to join you, but I'd rather have a prostate exam.
There you go. See? You're leaning in. I'm proud of you. Excuse me, ma'am. Could you make sure to cut him off when he starts mumbling about how they don't make shows like Welcome Back, Kotter anymore?
What are you doing here, Daniel?
Just wondering what color to paint the walls. I've never been partial to red.
Instead of commenting on my wall color, why don't you go back to your office? Lick your wounds.
What wounds? I'm about to win.
You have a funny definition of win. Since we just blew your best offer out of the water.
Here's a copy of my new offer. It'll be in the journal tomorrow.
There's no way the deal holds up under this price. And once your client figures that out, your offer falls through.
Well, then lucky for me, my client's Japanese and the dollar just took a dive against the yen. So my deal will hold up, and then some.
You know, I don't give a shit where your client's from. I don't lose to you.
Yes, you do. Because after this deal, there'll be another one. And another one. And another one. Because you took my firm from me, and I'm going to take it right back from you.
Get the hell out of my office, Daniel. Before I do something you'll regret.
Speaking of walls, how does it feel to have them closing in on you?
Son of a bitch!
Louis, is something wrong?
See this? It contains everything on God's green earth there is to know about Jack Edward Soloff, from his pirate beard to his stupid pen that he carries around like Linus's blanket.
And
there's no dirt on him. There's not one case he crossed the line on. There's no debts. Nothing.
Louis.
Did you hear me? If Soloff did something and Harbin's a part of it, it is buried so deep, we'll never even see the top of it, let alone get to the bottom of it.
Louis, I'm about to tell you something I never thought I would.
What?
The night that Harvey and Mike put it together about Daniel and CM, they got stoned first.
What?
They thought you and Daniel had them, and they were screwed, and they figured, what the hell? So they bought some marijuana, and they got high.
Are you suggesting we take the pot?
Work for them.
Well, it's not going to work for me.
Louis.
Donna, look at me. Do I look like someone who needs to be hungry and paranoid?
Relax. It was just a suggestion.
Well, it was a stupid goddamn suggestion. And if that's all you have, just walk your ass out of here.
Louis, what is going on? Why are you so angry at me?
I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at myself.
Louis.
After the vote, Harvey told me it was my fault. And you want to know what? He's right.
Harvey says a lot of things.
You told me too.
What?
This whole thing started because I told Jack that he could bring up Harvey's compensation for a vote, and you told me not to.
Well, then maybe it's my fault, too. Because this whole thing really started when you tried to make things right with Harvey for me coming to work for you.
Donna, are you saying you regret coming to me?
No, Louis. I'm saying maybe I had a hand in this, too.
What do we do now?
We keep looking together. And if we can't find anything, then we tell Jessica the truth.
Hey.
Laura, hi. How are you? Where's Rachel? I thought for sure she'd beat me here.
Rachel's not coming. I told her I wasn't feeling well because I wanted to talk to you alone.
Is something wrong?
Yes, there is. Rachel told me today that she wants to scale back the wedding and that you two are in sync on this.
Sounds like you don't believe her.
Found it hard enough to believe that she wouldn't want to put an announcement in the Times, but that my little girl, who always dreamed of getting married at the Plaza Hotel, now only wants a handful of people there? I'm sorry, Michael. I just don't buy it. The This is coming from you, isn't it?
You're right. It is. And I'll tell you why. I don't have a family. I don't have a lot of people that I can invite. And I asked her if we could please keep the entire wedding low-key. And she said that she would do that for me.
And I understand that. I think it's incredibly sweet of her to be willing to do that for you. But if you could find it in your heart to let my daughter have the wedding that she's always wanted, I am telling you, she'll remember it for the rest of her life.
Again? You know, I'd really prefer it if I gave you a key so I wouldn't have to wonder how you keep getting in.
And I'd really prefer it if you checked your cell phone every once in a while so that I wouldn't have to keep doing this.
I have a cell phone?
You do. And if you checked it, you'd know that Daniel Hardman topped our bid by 20%.
That's impossible.
No, it isn't. Because the dollar took a dive against the yen, and it turns out his client is Japanese.
God damn it, we are not losing that son of a bitch.
Why the hell do you think I'm here? We need to go back to Giannopoulos and get more money.
Jessica, he's not going to pay that much. No one in his right mind would.
Then go to somebody who's not in his right mind. Because that lying bastard isn't going to stop until his name is back up on the wall.
Wait a second. The dollar took a dive against the yen 2 weeks ago.
Which means there's something else going on here.
Oh, I'll tell you what's going on. Hardman's been playing with us this whole time.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I need to go see a guy about a thing.
Hey. Where were you?
I was with your mom.
What? Didn't you get the message? She had to postpone.
She didn't postpone, Rachel. She blindsided me.
What are you talking about?
Why didn't you tell me you were fighting with her?
Because mothers and daughters fight about weddings all the time.
And you weren't fighting about the wedding, you were fighting about my secret.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Because she doesn't even know it.
Because I'm trying to protect you.
I understand that, but you have to share these things with me.
Why?
Because instead of protecting me, you hung me out to dry.
But how exactly did I do that?
By making it seem like I'm the one that's taking away your dream wedding.
You are the one taking away my dream wedding.
Rachel.
I'm sorry, it's a lot. She wanted to make this announcement in the New York Times and have this huge guest list and the dean of Harvard Law, and I don't want you to get caught.
You don't want me to get caught or you don't want to marry me?
What?
I went to see Claire. I know she knows. And I want to know if that made you have second thoughts about us.
You went to see Claire. Why didn't you tell me that?
Because she told me that if I really loved you, I wouldn't marry you. And I was afraid to tell you that because I thought maybe you feel the same way.
Well, it sounds like you're the one who's having second thoughts.
No. No, I'm not having second thoughts. But I do hate the idea that I am somehow dragging you into something that is going to ruin your life.
You are not dragging me into anything, and you're not ruining my life, Mike. I don't care about the plaza or who comes, or I don't care about any of it. The only thing that matters to me is that the man that I'm marrying is you. And if you take that away from me,
Rachel, look at me. We're getting married. And it can be as small as possible with just our close friends, okay? Okay.
Okay. Need to talk to you.
What is it, Louis?
I couldn't find what Hardman has on Jack.
That doesn't sound like something you need to be waiting by the elevators to tell me.
I've been thinking. What if we tell him we'll only make him name partner if he takes a public stand against Daniel first? That way, even if he tries to go against it later, it won't work.
Did you speak to him about this?
I have.
And?
He said he'll be on board. And Jessica, I believe him.
Then tell him to come see me at the end of the day.
Hey. Turns out I'm getting married. Yeah, I know. I was telling my future mother-in-law about how I didn't have any friends or any family when I realized whatever happened between you and me, you're the closest thing to family that I have. So what do you say we get together? You wanted to see me?
I did.
I just wanted to say, based on what Lewis said, that you're prepared to do.
Lewis has no idea what I'm prepared to do. Because the only thing I'm prepared to do is give you a chance to come to Jesus. And you're looking at her.
Come to Jesus about what?
Stop tap dancing, Jack. What the hell does Daniel Hartman have on you?
You can ask me that question a million times. I'm never even going to acknowledge its premise.
And you just did. And if it's that bad and Daniel knows it and I don't, then I only have one choice. So what I'm prepared to do now is this. Resign tonight. And I'll waive your non-compete.
What?
Oh, you didn't actually think I was going to make you a named partner, did you?
Here's my counter. You resign. And I waive your non-compete.
You want me gone? Call for a vote.
You want me gone? You do the same thing. Because I'm a partner as much as you. And you're the one on the ropes.
I'm not on shit. Because we know what's going on with Daniel's investor. And Harvey's about to put a stop to it right now.
If you really knew what was going on between Daniel and his investor, you'd know it's never going to happen.
Then I guess we'll just have to see what we see.
Spectre. What a nice surprise.
Want to play a little pool? We go for $10,000 a game in here.
You're playing a lot more expensive game than that, funding Daniel Hartman to be your frontman.
And you're welcome to go ahead and prove that. But he's got full power of attorney until I get out of here in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't care how many years you have left. It's about to feel like the rest of your life because this is where you're going to spend it.
Bullshit. Only the Bureau of Prisons can approve a transfer.
I know, but the thing is, I went to see Sean Cahill today. Turns out he wants you to testify in a trial. So, you can call the Bureau of Prisons all you want. By the time your lawyers get you out, you're never going to be the same again.
I get it. You want me to stop backing Hartman?
And you go back to working on your break, and I don't have to see your face again.
You're living in a dream world, pal, because that's never going to happen.
Well, then here's my advice. When you get to Rikers, drink bleach. It'll get you sent to the infirmary. It's much safer there.
Well, I don't need to go to the infirmary because I got something that's going to keep me as safe as a baby in his mother's arms. Money.
You take that chance, Charles, but if there's one guy who doesn't give a shit about your money, he's going to get you. And nobody's going to stop him.
Here's the thing, Harvey. Nobody doesn't give a shit about money. Besides, in a week I'll be right back here picking off your clients one by one. Want to stop me? Step down.
What?
You resign. His money goes away. I knew it. You care about the people there. Just like you cared about your little brother way back when.
No way. No deal.
Now before you give me an answer, you came here tonight because you know you're going to lose anyway. So why not say whatever poor sap it is while you still can?
Why should I believe you would even live up to your end of the bargain?
Because I don't give a shit about your war with Daniel Hartman. And I sure as hell don't give a shit about your firm. All I want to do is see you get down on your knees and say, I quit.
Trevor.
Hey.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, hey, glad you called.
Yeah, me too. Listen, about the last time, I said some things.
No, we both said some things. But I did some things. And I'm sorry.
Well, I have a way you can make it up to me. Come to my wedding.
It means a lot to me that you want me there. But I'm sorry. I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Look, I'm married now, and I promised my wife that that part of my life is behind me.
What does that have to do with you coming to my wedding?
She didn't even want me to meet you here. Don't you get it? You're breaking the law. Every day.
You're judging me?
No, I'm not judging you. Okay? Nothing would make me happier than to raise a glass to your new life. But I can't. And you shouldn't either.
Oh, so now I shouldn't get married?
No, I'm saying you should quit.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the advice, Trevor. But I don't think I'm going to do that.
Michael, the longer you go, the less the money matters. The food doesn't taste as good. The car isn't fast enough. The view isn't high enough. And finally, you realize that you would trade it all in for one night of going to bed where you don't have to worry, when are they going to come for me?
You almost got caught, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I just couldn't take it anymore. So finally, I went to talk to someone.
Who?
You know who. I gotta go. Take care, Michael.